James Davidson joining us, former FBI agent and president of ProtectTheFBI.org. Mr. Davidson, thank you for joining us here in Idaho.
Kevin, thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you for your work in law enforcement. You know, we've heard so much about the FBI, but not everybody gets to be in the FBI. It is truly an elite organization. So thank you for your service and your thoughts on the state of the FBI today, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Protect the FBI, which is the organization that my colleagues and I created, is a nonpartisan organization, and we try to look forward. We're here. We made a decision early on when we kind of formed this nonprofit. We've got members, former FBI professionals, concerned citizens. They come from both sides of the political aisle. The one thing that we've agreed on is that there are definitely some issues that need to be addressed. There are some policy and culture issues in the FBI, and they actually date back to the late 70s. We've avoided talking about the events of the past 3 years, but we came together under the belief that the FBI is vulnerable to being politicized. Now, we've gone around the country. We've talked to people in coffee shops. We've, gone to speaking events and different things and talking to people from both sides of the aisle. And the thing that's common to them is they believe that the FBI either has been or will be politicized in some way. And quite frankly, you only need to look back to Watergate and L. Patrick Gray to see that it's possible. So if you're asking me about the state of the FBI today, I can tell you that I know people, you know, from the bottom to the top. I happen to know and have worked with the current deputy director, the associate deputy director, people on down from there, and they're fine people. They all are. They want to do the right thing, and I think that now they're starting to take a look at what they can do to essentially set the agency on the path for, you know, the next couple decades and ensure that it does what it's supposed to do in a nonpartisan way, you know, protect the American people. So our belief is that in order to change some of the things that need to be changed, it's going to take an organization on the outside. And quite frankly, it's going to take Congress doing something that it has not done in quite a long time, and that is work together on national security. You know, we're not here to say they should work together on the economy or any of the breadbasket issues, but certainly national security must and should remain above the fray. And you actually only have to look back to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mike Rogers, the Republican from Michigan. And he ran the House Select Committee on Intelligence a few years ago. He left Congress in 2015. He ran it with Dutch Ruppersberger, his Maryland Democrat counterpart. And they got together and they did it together. They went on fact-finding missions together. They did database analysis, and they ensured that the intelligence community was overseen in a rigorous, meaningful, bipartisan manner. And that's what we intend to do. We intend to put some pressure on Congress going forward and making, you know, and ensure that they do the same thing. So
that's tough, Mr. Davidson, because law enforcement is supposed to stay out of politics. And on the other hand, you have the politics of the day impacting the image of the FBI.
They do. You know, again, you know, our organization, we're not going to comment directly. Some of us believe that politics have invaded the FBI and some of us don't. It's not so terribly important at this point. You know, it's, as an organization, we're going to wait for the Inspector General's report to come out. We're going to obviously give it a, you know, a twice over and take a look at what he has to say. We think that's the next relevant and important analysis of what occurred during the run up to the 2016 election and the events, you know, in between about November of 2016 and the middle of the next year. So, you know, we're anxious to see what would happen. You know, our my personal belief, I do blog and I blog on our website, is that, you know, I know FBI, I've worked with FBI agents for 23 years, and I cannot recall an FBI agent ever lying in an affidavit, no matter how obscure the investigated matter. So it's just antithetical, though, to how an FBI agent thinks. I don't care where in the organization they are. So, you know, I just don't think we're going to see any lies of commission in any of the predication, whether it's the Carter Page FISA warrant or anything else. I think that there may be some purposeful omissions. I don't know that those omissions are going to be as sinister as people think that they are. And I can explain that by saying that, you know, when you're writing a warrant, you're not required to put every single piece of collected intelligence in that warrant. It's the important thing is that based on your experience, and the standard is pretty low, you have to establish that you believe that there is reason for a third party, a judge, to believe that somebody might be spying on a foreign government, and the standard's not particularly high. You know, if there were some bad judgment calls made, you know, then we think that the inspector general needs to be very careful, because we don't want to send a chill through the agency and make FBI agents afraid to take the necessary risks and you know, stick their neck out to you know, protect the country in the future. At the same time, we have to understand what happened, and we have to understand if there was, you know, what I would call circular intelligence, meaning one federal agency reports something to the news that then reports something to another, and the other agency quotes the news source. So we need to understand the mechanics. I think everybody does on both sides of the aisle. That's the one thing that you know, you'd be surprised at how many people on the left also believe that, also shake their head and believe there may be some issues. So right. It might be the one thing the country agrees on is that, you know, these are powerful agencies. You know, I worked in Ukraine in 2007. I was the FBI's representative. I was there for the better part of the year. And I watched as one political party, the one that was aligned in Russia, made inroads into the police, while the other one, the one that's aligned, that was aligned with the EU, the one that was pro-EU, pro-United States, was trying to make inroads into the intelligence service. So it's just, it's not.
Let me just jump in here for a minute.
Want to see.
So, let me jump in for a minute, Mr. Davidson. James Davidson joining us from protecttheFBI.org. Kevin Miller in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM, 580 AM. I think the point that you've made and continue to make is, you know, when we have politicians and folks in the press that may or may not be informed, damaging, attacking the credibility of the FBI. Obviously, no one is without question, but it undermines our faith in the process and our faith in law enforcement at the highest levels that are in charge of keeping us safe, whether it's from the Boston bombers, whether it's from people from the Ukraine or everywhere else. We need to, you know, restore that faith that most Americans have in the local FBI folks and the, you know, the people that they know at a local level.
Yes, that's the thing, is that we are your neighbors. You know, we are the soccer moms. We are the baseball coaches. We are, I am sure that, you know, if you look around your neighborhood, you're going to find there's a lot of ex-cops up in Idaho, a lot of I'm down in Los Angeles, a lot of ex-LAPD up there. I'm sure there's a lot of retired FBI as well and current FBI up in the Boise area. So we're just like everyone else. You know, we are a reflection of America, and you know, we might have an overdeveloped sense of right and wrong at times, and you know, we want nothing more than to ensure that no man remains above the law, and you know, all those things. But you know, as an organization, like we realize that there is a lack of understanding both in the public and in Congress as to what the FBI actually does. It's such a breadth and depth of responsibility that sometimes what our responsibility is in a given instance it's confusing, and sometimes that confusion is perceived as partisanship when it actually isn't. And I can give you an example. If you look back to the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, the FBI was just a client agency of the White House, and it was empowered to do whatever the White House wanted in terms of establishing what the background was. Well, you know, both one side thought we should do less, and one side thought the FBI should do more, and there was confusion as to what the FBI's role was, and it's an untraditional role, not an untraditional role, it's just an obscure role that the FBI performs. It's almost like hiring, in some ways, it's not a parallel, but it's like the FBI was hired as a private investigator. That's what the role is, and it's called a spin investigation. So we have a forum on our website, and we also have a Facebook page, protecttheFBI.org, and you know, we'll answer any question that the public has to try to kind of unravel the confusion. And the other thing that we're looking at is, you know, the FBI being attacked. Well, quite frankly, we think that that's actually tied to the hyper-partisanship in Congress. If Congress is working together on national security, then if they are critical of the FBI, they're critical together. And if they praise the FBI, they praise it together. But when you have one side praising and the other side critical, it confuses, the public doesn't know what to believe. And that's what's been going on for the past 3 years. And it kind of flip-flopped, right? It was, sometime in 2016, you know, you had one party criticizing, the other party praising, and then it kind of flipped. And, the public is confused by that. They don't know what to believe. And the public, quite frankly, they're not going to, you know, most people don't read the special counsel report. They're not going to read the IG report. They're relying on their congressmen, their elected representatives and their senators to inform them and to make honest decisions that put country before party.
James Davidson joining us, protectthefbi.org. We appreciate it, sir. We'll have to have you back, and we need to get you up a little earlier. So our 6 a.m. audience, your 5 a.m. audience will appreciate it. Thank you for the great content, and thank you for your service to our great nation, sir.
Kevin, that's great. If your listeners can take a look at the website and you know, help us with our efforts to hold Congress accountable, protectthefbi.org. I appreciate it. We'll have to come back on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care.